Sasha, here. Here. There's a fucking tongue.
Well, hello guys, this is a story in the newspaper, and they sure are making a meal of it. They want this old man tarred and feathered. Now, apparently the cat died, but quite some time later. In fact, a long time later. And when you find out how old the cat was, 20 years, you can understand. Had nothing to do what this man did. Well, of course, the cat was owned by a Femon. They like cats because cats are just like them. Freeloaders, mostly. I myself have no time for cats. I won't hurt them or anything, just don't want anything to do with them. They're nothing like a dog, where you can get loyalty and companionship. All the cat's worried about is where its food's coming from next. But they twist this story all out of proportion, to make it fit, you know, bad man and all that. First they say the man berated his own dog. He didn't berate it, he's in control of it. The dog is a pack animal, and he sees the male as the alpha male, the leader. And that's the way it should be. Most Femons can't control their dogs. Most Femons can't control their kids. But it starts off saying the cat like it's a human. Lenny was just there minding his own business. Well, I'll play the video in slow-mo and see what you think. This doesn't seem like a cat minding its own business. It wants a confrontation. The dog's not interested, is it? Of course, the cat just could have walked off, but it didn't. And this is the man berating the dog. He calls the dog over so he can put the lead on. And the dog obeys. And then he rewards the dog with affection. Now, the cat could have moved out of the way, but it still wanted a confrontation. So the cat is the instigator. Apparently they say the cat went flying and sprawled all over the tarmac. It did one turn and then landed on its feet and went away. And the man's probably seen this cat loads of times before and it's always wanted a confrontation. So he just got it out the way. But they're calling this man a cat killer. And of course the RSPCA has put a number down if anybody knows anything to phone that number. The only time they get involved in anything is when they can get some adverts out of it. Some advertisement. Maybe get some more donations. The RSPCA is all a virtual signaling machine now, and that's all. I called them up about a couple of dogs that were in distress. They said they couldn't do anything. If I was anybody, I wouldn't give the RSPCA one red cent. They're a virtual signaling machine, probably been taken over by Femons. And Femons are a virtual signaling machine, and that's all they are. There's lots of Femon cat ladies, isn't there? Because cats are supposedly entitled like the Femons. But you ever got into a cat lady's house? It smells. There's filth. There's dirt. It's disgusting. Anyway, I'll put a link to the story down below, and you'll see it must have been written by a Femon, because they describe the cat as almost human. I found it hard to read, because I thought it was written by a six-year-old. Anyway, guys, let me know your thoughts on this. You take it easy now.